Talkback Jackson Sports, Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM. Making our way to the Ray Snell Sports Line because no one knows Jackson better than Ray Snell. RaySnell.com from Exit Realty First, the Ray Snell Sports Line. And we welcome Tom Knudsen back to the show with the Outdoor Report from Knudsen's. Hey, Tom.
How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing well. How are things in Tom's world?
Well, you know, not too bad.
Yeah.
You know, it's we're into the dog days of summer. You know?
Yeah.
Where it's, you know, it's kind of repetitive every day, but that's a perfect repetitive. It's what we look for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're catching a stretch of Michigan summer weather that is just perfect for temperatures. You know, whatever. Why we stay in this state is what's going on right now.
Yeah, it's been really nice. It's been really comfortable, not like super hot to where it drives you crazy being outside, but it's just that comfortable temperature. An occasional shower might pop up here and there just to kind of get things a little wet and then goes away and you can enjoy the rest of the day. So, yeah, I'm right there with you. I'm spending.
Yeah, those rains are so important to everybody. You know, a lot of people don't realize, but man, you know, if you're a farmer,
mm-hmm.
those rains that we've been having have been coming at such the perfect time.
Yeah.
You've been looking at the corn that's out there right now. It's already starting to tassel, which, you know, that's crazy. The old adage was, you know, knee-high by the 4th of July. Well, now anymore, it's darn near, if you ain't tasseled by the 4th of July with these new varieties of corn, then, you know, something's wrong.
Well, some of the roadside stores and the local farmers, they've got their corn out. We had corn last night that we got.
Yep,
that
stuff's probably going to come in from Ohio or,
okay.
you know, southern Indiana, that type of stuff to start the season. Mm. But absolutely, you know, these rains have been just timely.
Yeah.
For making that, and, you know, this way everything's going on in the world, you know, the more crops we produce, the less chance of problems.
Yeah, and the wheat fields are getting plowed in right
yep.
now too, and let's see, ours, the one behind our house was taken down first part of this weekend of last week, somewhere in there.
Yep.
Sandhill
that,
Cranes.
That they say is the 10th of July. That seems to be what most farmers set their dial by. It should be ready by the 10th of July every year, and that's right on time.
And as soon as they did that, Sandhill Cranes came back to the field. It was so cool to see them back. I love that sound they make in the morning and the evening. It's just, it's so cool to have those things around Jackson.
Yeah, and then, you know, the guys who have soybeans are real happy because now those cranes who've been sitting in there picking off those small pods are switching over into the wheat now, so they got a little break on those soybean fields.
My wife and I were just talking the other day, how can we attract those things to our yard? I mean, they're so cool. And I'm like, I don't know, maybe we need a BP gas station or Culver's french fries and we can bring them over.
They're cool.
They are
a different animal for sure.
Yeah.
You know, they eat, you know, not many people know this, but they're basically 100% grain fed. They do not eat bugs and insects like most other waterfowl, and that's kind of why they are, their hunting, you know, slang is, you know, ribeye in the sky, because they are basically a grain-fed a bird. So they don't have any of the insect taste and the invertebrates in the water that a lot of the other birds have.
Yeah, and there are species that aren't harvested here in Jackson. We talked last year, and you had to go head out to, what, Iowa?
North Dakota.
North Dakota, okay.
Yeah, North Dakota, they're not legal to hunt in the state of Michigan yet.
Yeah.
But, you know, the population is getting, you know.
There's a lot.
A lot, and if you're a farmer, it's, you know, you're not real happy because of the amount of crop damage they do. They're doing more damage than a deer does now, so.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is, and, you know, someday, who knows, we'll. Yeah, that's between the DNR and everybody else.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about fishing. I didn't have much luck at all last night. I actually got skunked for the first time this year last night. Nothing on my line. But how
gotta go deep now.
Is that it?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm hearing the bluegills and stuff are in the 20-foot range, so if bluegills are down there, so your bass, you're going to have to use some jigs and stuff and get your presentation down a little deeper now. Try to find some structure deep and run your weed lines, you know, on the deep side, not on the shallow side now.
Okay, so out deeper now. How are things going in Jackson right now? Are people catching them, or is it kind of slow?
Yeah. I mean, it's you know, it's definitely slowed down, the pressure, you know, especially on the bass side of it. The pressure's, you know, week after week of weekly tournaments and leagues and stuff like that. So the pressure's been put on them. So now it gets harder, you know, and it's going to be harder now until you get to the fall when the weather, when the temperatures start dropping back and you know, start lowering. And once they start lowering, then they'll start going in their feeding binge, and then they'll come back up, and it'll be a lot easier to catch.
All right. And out on the Great Lakes, like Lake Erie, how are things happening? What's going on in Lake Erie right now?
Well, it seems to be slowing a little bit out there, which is, again, water temperature. The fish are heading out into some deeper waters, looking for cooler waters. So, you know, the easy pickings that we've had, you know, for most of spring are kind of gone. So now you're going to have to travel, and travel costs money because of gas. So we're not seeing as many people go. But I do know I've got some friends on Facebook that are in the Canadian side over by Wheatley in the Wheatley, Ontario, and he's run charter out of there, and he's in that deeper water over there, and he's just slaying them. I mean,
really?
You know,
okay.
Lot, you know, he's getting his limits within an hour, hour and a half. You know, like 8 or 9 man limits.
Oh wow!
And in that Wheatley area, they also get into those steelhead that are in the in Lake Erie. So he gets a few of them mixed in with a walleye charter. So so I know that they're that just tells me that they went deep.
Okay.
That's when his charters take off, when they go deep. So that's kind of where it's at. They roam. Those fish roam. They find what they need to stay alive.
Okay. And Lake Michigan, is that slowing down too?
Yeah. South Haven. That's Saugatuck area. I hear that they're getting a few perch.
Okay.
Out there, which that's kind of good to hear. Which means that they'll be moving up to Muskegon and Grand Haven area shortly. Hopefully those numbers start to increase. You're now going to start seeing the Lake Erie guys that do both Lake Erie and Lake Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see those guys start pulling their boats out of Lake Erie and taking them over to Lake Michigan to do their salmon charters.
Okay.
Out of Ludington now. So that'll start probably right now. Some of the bigger guys that do that will make that switch from Erie to salmon, real quick like here. So whether they catching any yet on the salmon side, I haven't heard from those guys, but shortly I'll see one of them in the store and I'll have a conversation with them to see how they're doing.
Okay. Do you ever hear much from Lake Huron? We don't seem to talk about Lake Huron.
We don't ever talk much about Lake Huron. It's just, it's not easy for people from this area, so we don't hear too much about it.
I know
a lot of people who love that area.
Yeah.
The fishing over there has been bad for quite a while. Walleye fishing seems to be increasing on that side. Obviously, you got the Thumb, Saginaw in that area. But the salmon and steelhead are kind of non-existent in that area anymore. You got to go to the west side and kind of work that. And I think that's the alewife population. And the east side has never been super, super, super big on salmon. But there was a time where there was a group of people who fished that exclusively.
As a kid. Uncle John would take us out there in his 16-foot star craft. He would take us out on Lake Huron, and the one and only salmon I ever caught in my life had a lamprey on it.
Yeah. And that's where most of the lampreys come from on that side. They tend to have that problem, and I know, my son Tapio, when he was in college, he worked a summer up in that area studying lampreys. And they're working hard to make sure that lampreys don't continue to grow, and they seem to have got a fairly good grasp on it now. I mean, not that they can eradicate it, but they've got it really slowed down.
That's an ugly, nasty looking thing.
It is an ugly, nasty looking thing, and it's. My wife and I went up there when he was up there, and we visited him for a weekend and watched how they the studies and what they do on trying to reduce some lampricides and things like that they use.
All right. So it sounds like we got a lot of people who are kind of staying home, not hitting the roads and traveling a whole lot. But that's got to be good for Knutson's if you have people doing staycation things and spending time at the local lakes. They're coming into the store to see you.
Well, the problem is that all their friends aren't coming.
Oh, yeah.
People who live here are here, but the friends ain't coming. that's what we need to come in our area. So, you know, hope that there's still going to be a bunch of vacation. I kind of got a feeling that the next 2 weeks going to have a lot of vacations in it. I'm just going by looking at my schedule here with my employees. I see that there's a few of them that, you know, are kind of expanding or that are taking vacations here in the next couple of weeks. And so maybe that's a sign that everybody's going to get their next round in, and they just, you know, just didn't do it as much this year as they did the last couple of years because of the pandemic, or because of the, you know, the current economic situation with gas.
With Biden in Saudi Arabia right now, there's a tie-in here. I know there is. With Biden in Saudi Arabia right now, and it sounds like he's going to get a bunch of barrels of oil, which could be a temporary fix, not the fix we need, but at least a temporary fix for the summer with gas based on futures. We're hoping that the price has come down a little bit here for the last couple months of summer.
The only way it's going to come down is if we drill our own.
I hear.
It's not going to, you know.
That's the permit
time,
fix.
The last time we had this, you know, in 08, you know, we had a boom in Jackson County on oil production. And, you know, I mean, an absolute boom. They haven't drilled it. And I know, you know, I had conversations with these people. Because they stayed at the Super 8 while they were drilling, and the people who were doing the leases and all that. And there's no reason other than the fact that there's no way to make money at drilling what we have right now. There's no reason we're not drilling more wells. The oil's here, but there's obviously there's no future in it, or you know, the tax situation, whatever is there, it's not justifiable to continue to drill.
That's the permanent fix, but I'm just hoping that maybe with what Biden's doing, the temporary fix could at least help for the summer. But I agree, it's not the permanent fix.
Believe me, he's chasing chasing the temporary for November.
Yeah, he is. Absolutely. I get it.
I'll be real.
I get it. Yeah. Hey, before I let you go, we didn't talk about this beforehand because it just kind of popped into my head, but I've been seeing on Facebook, we talked about this earlier in the year, people who are living in the Wamplers Lake area are seeing some fish carcasses, more than what they usually do, floating to the surface. That has to be because of the herbicides they put in the water.
Well, I'm not a scientist, but it's not hard to figure out. When you pour that stuff in it, you have no protection, so... You get a warm days, different situations. Yeah, until they can verify it, I can't answer. But I personally haven't heard that.
Okay.
But it doesn't surprise me. But it happens every year, about the time that they put the killer in. So.
Okay. All right, man.
Yeah, there's some die off at that point, especially when they were doing it during the spawn, the bluegill spawn. We knew that they were putting it in at that point, and so. Not good.
Yeah. Anything else left untouched, Tom, before
Mark, not much. You know, okay. Goose season's coming up. We'll start seeing those geese start to fly in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
They'll be getting their wings back, so we'll start seeing them, and that'll be the first thing that we'll see in the hunting world is that. There'll be some guys who's going to do some pigeon shooting and things like that are happening. But, as far as overall, it's, like I say, it's the time of year. Use these lakes, ladies and gentlemen. You wait all year for it. Get out there and boat and ski and water ski and whatever it is, because, we're not that far away from starting to turn cold.
It goes by quick. They're already pushing back to school everywhere right now. So
Because we don't, because we have to go back to school before Labor Day again.
That is like the worst thing ever,
Worst thing ever. Absolutely.
All right, Tom. Hey, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
All right, Mark.
Tom Knudsen with the Outdoor Report on Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.